RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is podcast number 51 for December 31st, 2006. That's right, it's the last day of the year. This is the last podcast of the year, and I'm happy to be here. Got a rather short show for you today because I have been off on vacation all week, and boy, have I been enjoying that. At any rate, I'm going to bypass some of the regular stuff. I'm not going to have any PUSD podcasting updates this week. Again, I was off on vacation, loving every minute of it. And actually, what I do have is an RSS update for you, and it's going to be slightly different, and I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. And then, of course, I don't have any podcasting tools because while I've been on vacation, I haven't been looking for anything cool. And as I wind up the show, I will talk to you just a brief moment about other items worth mentioning. How's that sound? Do you like it? Yeah, I knew you would. Alrighty, this week, while I haven't been doing any real work to speak of, which is good for me, that's something I don't normally do, but I did start thinking a little bit more about the RSS, and I think I mentioned in the last show, the Christmas Eve show, that I had sent out the Bloglines RSS feed to Jim Cummings over in our public relations department, and he said maybe we ought to do a news release about this, and I thought that's an excellent idea, so of course I said that back, and I thought to myself, well, if we're going to do a news release, I probably ought to get my my business together here and get to doing something about RSS and how to introduce this. So, my long-time thought on this has been to create a commercial, if you will, for our public public cable channel, which is Channel 99. And I've been working on a script for that. In fact, I even started working on some screen captures for that as well. And I finally threw in the towel on the screen captures just because the quality of the capture that I was getting with my software, while very good for what I was trying to do, put that in a format that I could put on Channel 99, which is MPEG-2, it just started losing some quality big time there. So I finally tossed in the towel on that and continued working on along with the script. So basically what I want to try out for y'all to hear is the script that I've got in its current format. Now, of course, this is going to be a video when it's all live and well, but as I read through this and I gave it to a couple other folks to read through, everybody wrote back and said, yeah, I'm following this, it makes sense. So I thought, why not? I'll give this a shot as a read and just kind of see what this sounds like coming back at you. So at any rate, this is What is RSS? And I'm just going to kind of read my script here, and I'll talk a little bit more about it when I'm done reading the script here. So stay tuned. What is RSS? The first question I'm often asked about RSS is, what is it? Which I respond to stands for Really Simple Syndication, and it's cool. The reason it's so cool is the fact that it can save you time. For example, I like to read the news from several different websites. I like to read the world news updates from CNN, as well as the technology news from CNN. For my politics, I go to the Washington Post, and when it's time to get updated on Peoria and Glendale information, I visit the Arizona Republic. While I enjoy reading all the valuable information on these websites, I find I spend a substantial amount of time looking for the news and waiting for pages to load. On each site, as I just mentioned, I have to click one or two times just to hit the page that contains the information I want to read. Even with my high-speed connection at home, it still takes up valuable time. Using RSS and a tool called an RSS reader or aggregator, I can subscribe to each of these news sites through an RSS feed. Now here's the cool part. My RSS reader will look for new information on each of these websites for me. Then the reader will display the headlines and a short synopsis of each article. If I want to read the article in its entirety, I click on the link in my reader. If not, I just go to the next story. Now, I know this sounds pretty complicated the first time you hear it, but I assure you it's not. To get started, you need an aggregator, also known as a feed reader. These come in two flavors, software that you install on your computer and web-based. I will note that some web browsers, Internet Explorer 7, Firefox, and Safari, also have built-in RSS readers. Now let's take a moment to talk about web-based and software-based RSS readers. There are two installable applications that I like. One is SharpReader, found at www.sharpreader.net, and the other is RSS Reader, found at www.rssreader.com. While there are a number of commercial RSS readers you can purchase, I personally like free software whenever it's possible, and I've had good luck with both SharpReader and RSS Reader. Web-based RSS readers. There are also a number of different versions available for these as well. However, I do have four that I like to talk about. One is Bloglines, found at www.bloglines.com, NewsGator, found at www.newsgator.com, MyYahoo, found at my.yahoo.com. You do have to set up a MyYahoo account. And Google has actually entered the picture here as well with the Google Reader, found at www.google.com/reader. And of course, you will need to sign up for a Google account there as well. As stated before, there are a number of great free and web-based readers available. Both the installed and web-based readers will monitor the websites you subscribe to. The one major difference is location. With the installed readers, you have to be sitting at that computer to read the updates, and the software will even alert me as the new stories arrive. How cool is that? The web-based readers have an advantage because you are able to access them anywhere you have an internet connection. However, the web-based readers will not alert you while you work as the installed readers will. Okay, now that we know we need a feed reader, let's find out how to find the feeds. Before we get too far into this, I do need to explain there are several ways an RSS link will be displayed on the website. Depending on the website, the RSS feed may be displayed as text reading RSS, XML, or you'll see an image. Many news sites will provide links to RSS feed toward the lower section of the page. If you want to follow along on your computer, open your web browser to our local newspaper, found at www.azcentral.com. As you can see here, AZ Central displays text reading RSS. If you're following along, go ahead and click on that link. The Washington Post displays RSS text along with an XML image, as does CNN. And it can be difficult to find these links on a page. However, you can use the browser to search for the text reading RSS on the page, and I have found this to be a huge time saver. Once you find the link for RSS feeds, you have the option to choose the type of information you wish to subscribe. Notice the AZ Central site contains feeds from general Arizona news and local feeds to local shopping. This is where RSS truly begins to shine. By subscribing to only the feeds you wish to read, you do not have to sift through all the other content on the website. Think of it like picking up the printed newspaper and grabbing your favorite section first. Okay, let's recap on what we've done so far. We've talked about different RSS readers, both installed and web-based, and we've looked at how to find an RSS feed. Now let's talk about what an RSS reader does with that feed. The reader displays the headlines and a synopsis of the article. Once you find an article you wish to read, just click on the link and read it in the reader or open the article in the browser. At this point, you are ready to subscribe. For simplicity, I'm going to assume you have installed one of the readers I mentioned earlier, or you have signed up for one of the web-based tools. Each is slightly different, so I'll speak about subscribing in general terms. I am also going to assume you have your RSS reader open or your web browser open to your online reader. If you are using an online tool, I recommend having two web browsers open, as it can be a time saver. Ready? Step 1. Locate the RSS feed index for the site you wish to subscribe. In my example, I'll be using azcentral.com. Step 2. Place your mouse over the link to the feed. This will be the text reading RSS, XML, or you'll see an image. Step 3. Right mouse click on the link and choose Copy Shortcut. Step 4. Paste the address into your RSS reader. This will vary from reader to reader. Step 5, review the news stories you've just subscribed to. And that's it. Well, I hope that made sense, and that's the thing I'm working hard at. Every time I talk about RSS to anybody, I get the glazed over deer in the headlight look. So that's what that explanation was all about, and hopefully you could follow along with that. Of course, if you're listening to a podcast, you probably actually understand what an RSS feed does. However, if you are listening to this and you have something constructive, yeah, heck, for that matter, it can be negative. I'm okay with that, too. Please feel free to give me some feedback on that, because I would love to hear it. This seems to be a stopping point or a wall that a number of us have as we try to help people utilize the power of RSS. So, as I said before, this is going to turn into a video. I'm going to put this on the local cable channel for our district, and of course I'll have a version of it that you can download to your iPod or play directly on your computer as well. So, that is it for RSS updates and PUSD. I'll let you know more about that as I get closer to it. And at this point, I guess it's time to move into other items worth mentioning. As I've mentioned a time or two in the past on this show, I am a big fan of National Public Radio. So usually when I'm in my vehicle not listening to a podcast or my iPod, I typically have my radio tuned to National Public Radio. And one of the reasons for that is I just like the content on it. And I like the ability that they take me places around the world, and they let my my ears and my imagination tell me the story. And of course, if you've been listening to the show any amount of time, you'll also know that I'm struggling a little bit with the concept of video casting again. And I guess I should say struggling is probably a bad term here, but again, we've had the ability to do video for years, and it hasn't really taken off, and it does add a level of complexity to this. Needless to say, I had the radio on today as we were cruising around town, and of course I was listening to NPR. And I came across, I actually didn't come across, it was on the air at that time. It was from the American Radio Works, and I provided a link to this as well on the show notes. But during this show, this particular show that was on the radio, it was called Hearing America, A Century of Music on the Radio. And the brief section of it that I was able to listen to, it's about 20 minutes of this hour program, it talked about how some of the first radio shows were, first radio people were just out there talking, and then they got around to the point where they actually stuck a microphone up against a phonograph and basically played that album over the radio and broadcast it for everybody. I guess this was way before we got into copyright violations and so forth. But needless to say, it's some really cool history in there. And so what I've done is I've provided a link to that particular radio show, and you can download the transcript of it, and you can download the actual MP3 of that radio show and listen to it on your own, which I'd encourage you to do because it is a dynamite show. And the other reason I just threw this out here for other items worth mentioning is I feel that, you know, as we continue to press on with podcasting, we're always going to have this the few people who want to do video casting, and I'm never going to discourage anybody from doing that. But the folks who want to be able to tell a story, paint that picture through words, there's nothing more powerful than the podcast, or in the days of the last century, the radio. So I don't think the medium's going to go away. I don't think podcasting is going to go away. In fact, I think it's only going to get stronger. And the more that we can look back at our history and kind of take an eyeball at where we have been, that will help guide us in the future. So I just thought it was very cool, and I wanted to share that with you. So give it a look. That's American Radio Works. And folks, at this time, I guess it's time to say goodbye. And it's been a wonderful year. I had thought about doing a kind of a recap of the last year, but I realized looking through my show notes, I did that earlier when I hit the one-year anniversary of Adventures in Podcasting. So, it's getting time to go watch TV and wait for the ball to drop. So, I'll sign off at this point. My name is Sean Wheeler, and I always welcome your comments and your feedback. Please drop me a note. My email address is sweeler@peoriaud. Let me try that again. sweeler@peoriaud.k12.az.us. And remember, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of Da Palm, who can be found on podsafeaudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.